For longtime fans of Indianola football, this may be a familiar sound. The cannon, affectionately known as the Indianola Artillery, fired off by caretakers Dennis Dopp and Rodney Prickett at every Indianola football home game. Of course, a recording doesn't quite do the Indianola Artillery justice, but those sounds have been heard off and on since the 1960s here at Indianola. Rodney Prickett's father was just one of those fans who started the tradition, and Dopp says the artillery back then was a little different than what it is now.
Yeah, it was back in the late 60s and early 70s, they used it all the time. Because the guy by the name of Ralph Woodcock used to own Bellwood Ready Mix, which is now Indianola Ready Mix. He's the one that started it. So he was shooting them back then with my dad.
They use a mortar shell, like a pyrotechnic from 4th of July. So that shell would go up, and you'd hear it 5 miles away or more from Indianola on a Saturday or Friday night. You knew that Indianola had scored. And so that was one of the things about that time period that was really unique to Indianola, I guess. I don't know too many other schools around that do that.
The cannon tradition died off for the Indianola football team sometime in the 1970s, but continued on at Simpson College. Then in 2002, a decision was made by the then Iowa Conference to not allow noisemaker props to be used at any stadium. So the tradition had to be given up, and the cannon went home. That's when Rodney Prickett brought it back to Indianola High School. It has become a part of the Indianola football tradition, something that young players dream of hearing when they reach the varsity football field, as senior Jay Hale did growing up.
I remember back in like middle school, every time it'd go off and everyone jumped, be scared. So to not to actually make it go off yourself, it's pretty cool. Listening to the cannon go off, and then also the student section, and then the parents get loud. It's always really cool to know you have your community behind you.
Current quarterback Braden Weierman didn't grow up in Indianola, but he says that the cannon creates a unique atmosphere for Indianola games.
Yeah, the community is insane here. I love it. It's so much different from when I was in middle school watching Sheraton and stuff like that. Hearing Indianola community go off, it's insane.
The cannon that was brought back to Indianola is actually just one of two pieces that are now being fired off. Dennis Dopp moved back to Indianola in 2011, and he brought his cannon with him back from Nebraska.
Rodney has a little naval-type gun that you shoot off at regattas and things like that to start boat races. My cannon is a 1928 war bring-back from the military that went to a scrapyard in New York, and I did some business, and this gentleman gave me the gun, and we had it restored to the point of shooting a 10-gauge shotgun shell. So the difference between the two guns is Rodney's has a barrel of about 3 inches. I have a barrel about 24 inches, and it goes into a 70-millimeter chamber. So if you've seen the old pictures and the bugler blowing in a bugle back in the World War I days and a megaphone coming out, well, that's what the big cannon does. It gives more of a megaphone of sound to it. Where Rodney's opens up real quick, this one carries out, and we get smoke rings off these guns. That's what's unique. Every once in a while, the weather atmospheric conditions be just right, and so we'll have a smoke ring, and it'll float across the stadium. So people get a kick out of that.
There are actually rules and procedure of when they're fired off for when the Indians take the field.
Here come the Indians!
During the national anthem.
Now.
Even for extra points.
Thompson's kick is good, Indians 7-0.
When the Indians win a game, and of course, touchdowns.
Clark on the carry! Clark! Two Clark in for Indiana touchdown! Ricketts on the carry! In for Indiana touchdown!
The real goal of the cannon is just to get everyone fired up, including the student section, the crowds, and the players.
Well, it means we scored first and foremost, so our goal is to try to run out of ammunition every single night, and last Friday was a good step in that direction. But it's always something that is nice to hear after you do something well. It lifts them up, and it's something that they're well aware of and want to hear happen, so it's pretty cool.
Every time you hear it go off, you kind of know that we're starting to get some chemistry going and getting things rolling.
Yeah, the same thing with him. I just feel it, and I know that we just did something awesome.
Fun of it is the crowd gets a kick out of it, the people get a kick out of it, and believe it or not, that 10-gauge shotgun shell does carry quite a bit of sound, because I know up to three miles away they've heard it before, and so, because my wife has heard it when the wind is blowing out of the east and it goes to our house as such, but yeah, it's that's the fun of it, that tradition of knowing the team has scored. We don't have the effect that they did with the mortar shell going up 150 feet and exploding and carrying that sound out, but people do hear it from a ways away.
Despite the Cannon not missing a game since 2002, Dopp says he thinks there's still some room to grow with the Cannon and have it become even more involved in the community.
I've talked with the athletic boosters, and maybe in the future we can work out something where you can guess, because I had this going on in Nebraska, that at the beginning of the season you write down on a card how many times you figure the Cannon's going to fire. And we used to give away a dinner for two out there in Nebraska, but here we haven't done that yet. But this would be something positive, that maybe they could get a TV or get a dinner for two or something like that. That would be a little, get the community involved in guessing how many times we will fire in a season.
So if you're headed to the Indianola football game tonight, plan on going to a game for the rest of 2019 or even way beyond in the future, know that the fans listen to the Cannon, and know that there's more than just cheering for the team. It's become part of the tradition. For KNIA Football Friday Nights and the Indianola Artillery, I'm Andrew Swadner.